back. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. Nearly said Monday. September 2nd. Got the sun trying to peek through here, 67 degrees. Good morning as our Tuesday talk round gets going. Steve Dietrich in from Action Realty. Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
You're not wearing white.
I am not.
I was
not.
Hoping you'd be wearing white. I've got all my white stuff thrown thrown out on my bed. I'm going to wear that and see if the fashion police come and arrest me.
There you go.
Who came up with that?
I don't
stupid
know.
Rule.
I don't know. But yeah. I don't have mine either.
Can't wear white after Labor Day. It's like, really? Hey, how are the numbers looking?
I hate to say it. They just keep hovering, you know.
Really?
The push is on to go down, but, you know, now, you know, I'll just keep watching the federal government and the Treasury and all that, and I don't know day to day anymore.
It's getting interesting, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
And you know, you mentioned, you know, looking at that, like, nationally. Do you guys follow national trends, too? And if you do, is it kind of keeping up with where we're at real estate-wise here?
Well, you know, the Midwest will buck a little bit more so than the coast, because I think the coast seemed more susceptible to trends up and down big time, you know, where we're pretty mainline here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the middle of the country seems to stay fairly stable, and, you know, you don't see as many foreclosures and all those kinds of things in this part of the country. But unfortunately, we still have to run with the coast, and if they're going up, we're going up with them, even though it's not us causing the problem.
So again, what drives that? I've asked you that before. What drive, you know, what are some of the factors that drive that up or down?
Well, inflation obviously is one of them that they watch pretty closely too, to try to control the amount of money going out. If inflation is bad, they don't want it easy to get.
Sure.
You know, to try to curb that. So I guess that's one of the things that I look at. And of course, I, you know, watch the National Association of Realtors putouts and that stuff, you know, to see what they're saying too, and you know, you get some idea what's going to happen anyway.
Well, and so you do keep up on these trends.
I do.
Yeah,
I watch them.
How are people able to pay $1 million for a home? You and I have gotten into this too. The prices, you know, just seem to be crazy as to where they were when you started your career in real estate, and you look at it now, and you know, how is this affordable? How are people doing this?
Well, you know, what happens a lot of times, of course, if you can pay cash, you know, the interest rate doesn't affect you so much, you know, because obviously you're not borrowing money. But, and it's amazing how much money is out there. And I just think a lot of people nowadays, you know, either they're, well, they've either inherited well, you know, or they've gone through a couple home changes and made money off of those moving up the line. So, you know, they have some pretty good large down payments, which really helps. But at the same time, if you're still paying 6.5% on your interest rate, you know, it's going to drive up that payment a little bit. So, yeah, $1 million homes, and in some cities, that's a starter home, which is amazing.
That, you've talked about that before. It's like, yeah, starter homes for $1 million.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
You
exactly
know.
Right. But then who would have thought I'd be saying $300,000 in Wappet and Breckenridge?
That's true.
You know, in my 40-some years, I would have never thought we would get there.
Incredible. Incredible. And again, if people out there, they're looking to buy, they're looking to sell, I suppose the better you are financially, the easier it's going to be when it comes to buying and selling your home, too.
Absolutely.
You know?
And if you have a good, you know, and the one thing I can always tell people, if you're going to work on something, too, to keep yourself viable, it is your credit report.
Sure.
You know, that's the first thing those banks pull when you go in to visit them. And if it's got even a couple nicks on it, and I mean just nicks, it, a lot of times that's enough to...
That could sink you.
Yeah, put you back a ways.
Unbelievable. Well, if you're thinking of buying or selling, you need some more information. There's a lot of it out there. Stop by your offices here downtown or just give you a call.
Yep, exactly. We'd love to visit with you.
Sounds good. Steve, thanks for stopping in. Always appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good way to start the week, even though I keep thinking it's Monday. Steve Dietrich in from Action Realty. It's 912 here. The voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.